that will equal wrinkles.
Sure.
Right?
Yep.
And
or at least it does in your case.
Yes, it does. People are like, oh yeah, you get Botox, you don't feel it. Lies. Seeing something else under my skin that's like kind of not supposed to be there.
Kind of not.
Well, yeah.
It's not. I have a big secret I'm going to reveal.
Holy shit.
What? And just that was so many layers to this.
Yes. Like,
all of us are being programmed right now. If you chose our podcast, you're being programmed by...
The most important factor to a healthy well-being is feeling connected. Welcome to From There to Here, a safe place where we will explore some of life's adventures so that you do not feel alone.
Welcome to your favorite podcast, From There to Here. Shannon and I are here today with you to kick it off with our heart lens, like always. Shannon, what is in your heart lens today?
I think I've said this before, possibly around the same time of year, getting our boat out of storage and into the water. Literally, right now. Ben is got the boat in the water.
So oh, for real?
Literally, yay! Like as we speak on this podcast.
Such a great feeling.
It is. Oh, the kids have just been like, when do we get to go boating?
Oh my gosh.
We want to go boating. Yes. It's like, oh.
Drew has asked me like every week all winter. Like you'll be like, mommy, I want to go to the boat, to go to the RV so I can go to the sandbar, see Hawk and Ricks.
Hawk and Ricks. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah, and then when Ben had got it out of storage and brought it home so we could kind of clean it up and get the life jackets back in it and stuff, the kids were like, we're going boating! It's like, not today. Oh, it's a little windy. Hold on. We got to wait. So, but it just brings a smile to my face when I see my big blue boat in the driveway.
Yes.
What's in your heart lens?
This doesn't happen very often, but mine's simple today.
Okay.
It's glittery nail polish.
Oh.
The sticker kind.
Oh.
They're amazing.
Okay.
They last forever. And I just love them. And I love that I don't have to wait for my nails to dry.
Speaking of glitter, I just have to go on a tangent.
Sure. I didn't, so someone needs to.
Okay. So Jess knows, and maybe listeners
you
know.
You might H-word glitter.
I have like a sensory aversion to glitter.
Yeah.
It's like...
nails on a chalkboard?
Well, and maybe.
Okay.
Similar to if you have like sand on your feet, but you're not at the beach. Like you just randomly have sand on your feet.
I despise
that. That's what glitter
like when I
would
go,
feel like to me when I look at it. That's the feeling I get.
Oh, now I understand,
okay,
actually.
Okay. So, but Brielle's very opposite. She loves glitter. So maybe Brielle was supposed to be your daughter.
I think maybe, yes.
So she's... Spilled. She has like glitter tattoos.
Yeah.
She spilled the glitter all over her bedroom floor. Oh. So now we have stains. She tried.
Stains?
Oh, yeah. Because.
Beautiful. Isn't
no!
It glittery?
No, it's not.
It's not
beautiful when you walk into her room.
Is see glitter all over the floor? Well, they want glitter carpet.
Oh
anyway.
My gosh, no. So anyways, she tried really hard to clean it up by herself so that
made
daddy wouldn't see. So all of the rags that she used, or washcloths, I should say, that she used are full of glitter. Yes. Where did she put them? In the wash. Oh. Very responsible of her, right?
Yes.
So we wash all the clothes with the glitter washcloths.
No, everything.
Everything is glitter. I put Riggs's
like
jammies.
Dream come
oh my
true.
Gosh. I thought of you last night. I was putting Riggs's jammies on him and glitter's just like poof, poof,
oh
poof all
gosh.
Over. A pile of glitter just was on the couch. Like, oh, these jammies got washed with the glitter washcloths.
That is hilarious.
It's like you walk in the front door where like our laundry is and there's just a pile of like glitter all over the floor because the dryer's right there.
I love it.
I know. But it's like I have like nervous laughter right now because it makes me feel so uncomfortable. Okay. Anyways.
Do we have any heartlands?
Off
from...
the glitter topic. Let's go to social media.
Yes.
Liz shared on social media, Facebook, I believe, on one of our social media platforms, that she is always and forever. The amazing things that come out of her 4.5-year-old son's mouth will be on her heart lens. Thanks, Liz, for sharing.
If you have a heart lens you would like to share with us, if you've been a listener, you know what to do. You can find us on pretty much all the socials now.
There, we'll just say
that. We'll just say that, except we don't have Twitter, okay? Well, actually, we do, but we don't post on it.
And, we do.
Oh. Yeah, we do. And, or you can email us.
Sure can.
Podcast from there to here at Gmail. We would love to read your joys during our upcoming episodes.
Jess is on the hot seat today.
Uh-oh.
Our main topic is going to be Botox. No. If you would have heard a couple weeks ago when we interviewed Dr. Angelica Shields, we talked a little bit about low-demand parenting in that episode, but Jess did refer to her recent Botox appointment.
During her Heartland.
During Heartland segment.
It was not related to low-demand.
Not related to low-demand parenting.
Yeah, my mom's not low-demand parenting me about Botox. Okay. Although, actually, she probably has been. Oh.
Just do what you feel is necessary, yes, right, yep, Jess?
I know you will make the right choice.
So I want to know what made you feel like you wanted to get Botox. I don't know that you explained it very well in your heart lens or at all.
No, I don't. Okay, I didn't explain it at all.
Let's go there first. Like, why?
Well, first, can I say
you have been against this?
That's what I wanted to say first. Yes. Like,
there's been a shift from there to here in Jess's Botox
journey. No, yes. I was very like, I don't need this. Like, aging is this beautiful gift that we all get to be, or no, that's the part.
Okay.
That we don't all get to be given.
Yes.
And like, our life is precious and the lines on our face means we're aging, right?
We got to age.
We received the beautiful gift of another day of life.
Yes.
And oftentimes for most of us, that will equal wrinkles.
Sure.
Right?
Yep. And or at least it does in your case.
Yes, it does. And I have lots of wrinkles on my face, but there's two little wrinkles in particular between my eyes. Some people call them your 11s.
Okay.
We're getting
I didn't know that's what they were called. Okay.
Yeah. Because they look like the number 11.
Yep.
Okay. Except mine don't, because like one was halfway and one was crooked. But anyway, I just felt like when I was looking in the mirror all the time, I was like, gosh, I just like look mad.
Okay.
Or like I'm thinking.
Okay.
Like really hard about something. Right.
And you don't ever think hard about things.
And I never think at all. Right. It's probably how I got these freaking lines on my forehead. Like, because I was thinking so much about like infertility, for example. But anyways, so I changed my mind.
Okay.
Which actually was like kind of hard for me too. But I did text Steph. She was a guest back in
season one.
Yeah. Episode 15, our guest interview with Stephanie K, The Waiting Game. She made a comment about like, she didn't know if she wanted to be a mom and then like changed her mind about wanting to be a mom. And it was like weird for her because then she had to like tell people that she changed her mind and people were like, oh, and let me
like
tell you.
Like, you're not allowed to change your mind ever, people.
Right. So I texted her the day I got Botox and was like, and I remember that you said it's okay to change your mind. And she was like, yes, it is. But anyway, that was, and let me tell you, I got messages, all kinds of them on social media.
In the way that you're looking at me like, you got messages. They weren't like, all positive.
No. Okay. Not all positive. No, I got some flat out ones that were like, I highly recommend that you do not receive Botox. You are freezing your liver.
And whoa,
I'm like,
okay.
Oh, whoa. That's okay. Scary. Like, I can see on my face that I've been freezing my face. And like, it's really, if you follow me on my personal page, you'll know that I shared a video of my face getting scrunched up to like, because they tell you to like move the Botox way. And like, you're supposed to like do this like little mad face to like get it to move around. And
I do that little mad face now just to like, I'm curious on how much my face is going to freeze up. And it's just wild to see how different it is. Like my face still has a lot of movement. I don't like my Jess is like, I don't even notice your Botox, but
okay.
If you wanted it, you, oh, I freaking love it.
Okay.
Like the results are exactly what I wanted.
Oh, good.
I don't have those deep 11s anymore. I still have a little bit of a line, but like, I'm not trying to not have any wrinkles.
Sure.
I'm just trying to not look mad. Like when I see myself in the mirror, and it had nothing to do with anybody else. However, I do ask myself, like, how much has our culture and our society programmed me to believe that those 11s on my forehead
are like, bad or ugly or mean a certain thing? You're mad or
right.
Okay.
And I mean, I have more to say about the emotions thing. I don't know if you want to dive into that yet, but like it was a shift for me to do it. And like, I still am. Like, I don't know if it was the right thing to do, but I had been thinking about it so much. I was like, I'm just going to freaking try this because it only lasts like they say 3 to 4 months. But I know a lot of my friends last like 6 months before they go and get like a re-round or whatever. But anyway, so I really wanted those 11s gone. And then like if I could have like my eyebrows to lift a little bit.
Okay.
And that wasn't because I thought that made me look bad. I just thought that would make my face look better, to be totally honest.
Okay.
And I think it did, to be totally honest. Like, I just love the results, but I still have like these little forehead wrinkles, like horizontal ones. And I go back next week and I'm like, because I had thought about like getting those done too, because I want to make sure my face looks balanced.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'm gonna. I don't. Partially because I had freaking horrible, like, people are like, oh, yeah, you get Botox. You don't feel it. Lies. Seriously.
Why? Okay. What do you mean?
I felt sick. The first day, the shots, that was total. That wasn't even hard.
Physical getting the Botox was fine.
Totally fine. Didn't hurt. But then, like, I had little headachey feelings by the injection sites for a couple of days. And then that obviously went away. But then I was still, like, it's like this pressure that I was feeling in the middle, like, right where it happened in the middle of my forehead, where it happened. Right where I got the injection that I chose to get put into my body. But, yeah, it definitely, I could feel it. Like, I could feel pressure, and it was a little headachey, and, like, even above my eyebrows. And, like, it also just felt weird.
Oh.
Like, I am so in tune with my body now after life.
Years and years of yoga and mindfulness.
Yes.
And, yeah.
But, like, I can, like, feel things. I think I can feel things on my insides that, like, I never knew existed before. And, like, I can... I've talked about this a little bit when I talk about my massage therapist, don't I? But I could totally feel the Botox in my forehead, like, for sure.
That kind of gives me like a cringy thought.
So when I went and got my consult, I got a whole consult for like, oh, like maybe this lip line and like, should I get fillers?
Oh, they just want you to spend the money.
Oh, no, that was me asking because I wanted just all the information.
Okay.
In this moment right now, which... we know my mind can change.
And that's okay.
Like, I would never put filler in my face after I've done the Botox now because I know how weird that felt. Okay. I'm only, like, wondering how weird fillers must feel. But I don't know. Like, I'm saying right now, never ever, but we know that can change.
Sure. I do have more questions.
Well, fake boobs was something I was always like, oh, do I want those? And now I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I cannot imagine putting something else under my skin that's like kind of not supposed to be there.
Kind of not.
Oh, well, yeah.
It's not.
Right.
You're born with it.
But
okay, anyway. My other question was then, somebody had kind of commented to me, well, Jess, on like your personal Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And I do think in our podcast page too, we've talked about the Yucca app.
Oh, I love the Yucca app. And like, it's important to me to be a clean eater.
Okay. So then we
shift As much as possible. All the time, of course.
So then we shift to putting Botox in our body. No,
it's like, that's a really freaking valid question, okay, right? And I mean, I guess I don't have the best answer. It's... No, like Botox, aside from that headachey feeling I didn't mention, like I had flu-like symptoms.
Oh.
Like my palms were getting sweaty. Like I was dizzy.
Oh.
And like this was a couple days after and it would like come and go in waves. Yeah, weird. And it...
And that is the Botox. It wasn't like you were sick.
Well, people have asked me that, or was it like barometric pressure because it was rainy and there were storms and like... My own gut feeling is no, it was the freaking Botox.
What is Botox? So, like what it like? Oh, it's a chemical.
It's like bacteria. What? I should know probably, right? And I have read this, but it's like it basically is murdering all the nerves in there, so they die and can't move, and you can't have expression. It's not so you can't have expression, but so you don't have these lines, right? So. I'll try to remember to post a video of what my face moves like now compared to before. Because to me, it's a
night and day,
pretty drastic change. And it has me now on this whole other thought process of like, what in the... Like, I've been having some deep thoughts when I look in the mirror. And I'm like, whoa, like my face doesn't move like it did. And I only had a very small amount of Botox, like between my eyebrows and like the top of my nose, because I wanted it to look balanced and not like I got Botox.
Mm-hmm.
But you and I both know there are a lot of people walking around that like their faces barely move, right? Well, what the hell is that going to do to like people being able to read someone's emotions? And like, I don't know, I was thinking like, I'm not a person right now that has a frozen face. I don't know if I'll become one. I told the Botox girl to like not let me do that, because this stuff gets addictive too. Oh. And I have seen people like their faces look bad, like weird, because they have fillers, and it's like, why did you do that to yourself? Like, they think they look beautiful, but I do believe that there is sometimes what happens is you stop seeing what other people are seeing. I know that that happened when I had fake lashes.
Okay.
Like, every time I wanted my eyelashes to be bigger and longer. Oh. And like, because I wasn't seeing it like that anymore. Okay. Like,
you always have like, I feel you, me, everybody, I don't know, but like, a different perspective of the way you look than everybody else.
Totally.
Like, boy, Jess is like, I can't tell.
No, right.
And I told you before.
Can you
like,
tell that I got it?
Well, and I told you before, I was like, I never noticed any of those. Like, that was never something I looked at. That was never, like, drastic on you. And, like, looking at you now, like,
can you tell?
Can still see the line. Like, I don't think I can tell.
Yeah.
That I know. Something
isn't
changed.
That crazy? Like that,
but
you're,
you can.
I can totally.
And
tell.
I think that's the point that I wanted to point out is like, for you, this wasn't something that you did for anybody else but yourself.
100%. And I feel like that has to be the reason that anyone chooses Botox
or anything
you want to stick into your body.
Okay, so I have,
or any change, right? But
I have a big secret I'm going to reveal.
Holy shit. What?
Ben is the only one that knows this.
Ew, I feel nervous.
I don't feel nervous. So I had previously, so growing up, I've never, ever, ever liked the way that my thighs look.
Okay.
Never.
Mm-hmm.
I have done CrossFit. I've done cardio. I like Zumba or whatever it was called. I did Weight Watchers for a really long time. Mm-hmm. I had to be gluten and soy free when I was doing all my infertility stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, nothing has ever changed. Like, when I was experiencing, like,
you were born.
Yes. When I was experiencing like hyperthyroidism, people, I was down to 90 pounds because I didn't know that I had it. So prior to being diagnosed,
but you still had thighs is what you're,
I still had these giant like saddle bags is what I call them. Okay. I think that's what people that's really call nice. Them. So, I had gone for like a consultation for liposuction and it wasn't so, like if I were to go through with it ever, ever, like in this moment, I'm sitting in this chair saying, no, I wouldn't. And I'll tell you why. But, I wouldn't have done it for anybody else but myself.
Yeah.
And I don't know that I would have ever told anybody either. I think I would have done it and not said anything because I am for...
I mean, got a lot of private messages after my Botox post on social media. Private messages.
Sure.
Because people didn't want to others to know. And I...
That they have done Botox or... Yeah. Okay. Well, and I think
because you know, I'm an oversharer.
Well, and I don't want the judgment.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm going to do something for me, it was going to be for me. And I wasn't going to tell anybody else because I didn't want the backlash.
Yeah.
Like, I am a smaller person. Like, I have a smaller frame. I've had people say to me, like, oh, like, how do you eat all of that and stay skinny and, like, judge me based on even being skinny, right?
Yes.
Like, but... So then if I were to go do something like liposuction, I imagine friends and family would say, like, why would you ever do that? You look great. Or I don't think you need that. You're so skinny. Like, where do you need to get liposuction? Mm-hmm. You're so little. Right. Yep. And so that's why this is a big secret. I've never told anybody that I got this consultation. But
what was the quote?
So I got a quote for... outer thighs and inner thighs. So like there was two different quotes.
Oh, but like how much was it going to be? I'm curious. Do you remember?
Like 5,000.
Oh,
and I would have paid
that's
it.
That's not even bad.
I would have paid it.
Yeah.
If I hadn't been like talking to somebody who got it and wondering how their experience was. And they said it was the worst pain they have ever been through, even with the pain meds and pregnancy and labor.
I have a friend like, that recently
never
did
doing it because I don't think I could handle the pain.
She did it. They call it, they're calling it a mommy job.
Oh,
at least my friends that just, but she sucked out all of her lipo and like in her legs and belly area and put it in her boobs.
Oh, so it's like her natural.
But it was like... months of recovery. And then like in my mind, I'm also like, oh my God, how do you explain that to your kids about why you did it? And
okay,
like,
so then that was
so
the...
many layers to this.
Yes. Like, so that was Ben's question. How do you explain this to your especially your daughter right now, who you want her to have a positive self-image and
so
you want
hard.
Her to love her body no matter if she has big boobs or small boobs or a big ass or a small ass or saddlebags like her mom, right? Like I want her to love her body no matter what. How would I explain that to her? I don't know, but I still would love if there
like
if there was no pain to this, I would have been there yesterday to get it done, right? Like
I probably would have had a boob job already if I would have known there was no pain.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But once I heard that, I was like, I don't think I can go through the pain. She did like send me like what the protocol is for the pain and then some pictures. Cause I was like, I want to know what people
so
look
much
like.
Bruising.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of bruising, which I guess I would cover up with jeans. Maybe I don't know in the winter. I don't know. But like, yeah. How do you, I'm not going to hide. And first of all, I wouldn't hide it.
No.
Right. I'm not going to hide it from Brielle.
You wouldn't be able to, Shannon. It's months of recovery. You'd be in a bed. She'd be like, what's wrong? Like, you'll have to tell
her
something.
Said that it was just it would be one or 2 days off of work or something like that.
Really?
Like you would just be one or 2 days off done with
mommy
work
job.
But I wouldn't be doing anything with I wouldn't get it taken out and put anywhere else other than the garbage.
Okay. Well, I'll put it in my boobs. Like that would be a good way to get a breast implant though, because you're not putting anything fake in you.
Right
But So you ever want to do that,
you're going to have to go with me and just like sit in the bed next
I'll
to me.
I'll take your saddlebags.
But I do. I often look in the mirror and like press my thighs together. Like I want these gone. Years and years ago, maybe 10 plus years. Like I did that like popular rap thing where you would like
rap. Yep.
Nothing
I mean, there's
works.
Lots of things you can do, but you got to keep doing it. That's why I never, so like why Botox and not Like, there's a million other natural things you mm-hmm. can do, but to me, that would require a root skincare routine, which I literally don't have. Like, I don't
wash your face,
but I pretty much don't wash my face, people. Like, in the shower, I wash my face, but I don't shower every day. And I don't wash my face at night. I don't know how you
have such great skin.
I don't either, but I'm going to keep going with this.
Right, yes.
Because it's working. Except it did produce some wrinkles. However, that person that messaged me privately and was like, don't get Botox, you're freezing your liver.
Oh,
she mentioned I really want to know if that's true. I do think it. Like, anything that goes into your body is getting filtered through your kidneys or your liver. I don't take Tylenol when I have a bad headache half of the time because I'm like, how dare I ruin my precious liver? And here I am getting Botox. Like, so how dumb is that? It's just stupid. I don't know. Like, so I don't have an answer. I wanted it.
You compartmentalized and categorized this as not as big of a deal. I don't know.
That and balance, I think, is the actual. Like, I'm not perfectly clean. I don't eat only the Yucca app 100s. If you use app, use the app, you know 100 is a good level. But like, it's not all or nothing for me. Nothing is
right
except like the H word, and you know, like there are a few things, but most things in life are about balance, right? And I'm not saying like Botox needed to, that's kind of an extreme one, right? Like eating a really shitty pizza would probably be anyways. But okay, going back to what that woman said though, she had mentioned something to me like, oh, have you ever heard of a Chinese face reading? And I hadn't. Ooh, so I had looked it up.
Sounds wonderful.
And she told me she was, I don't know what made her point out. She didn't even see a picture of me. This was just like on Messenger.
Okay.
Like, I don't know what made her say it, but she's like, oh, like lip lines could equal bitterness, for example. That was just like one of the things she remembered off the top of her head, which is funny because I have a lip line that I thought about getting fixed, but it would require filler and I don't want to do that. And then someone private messaged me and was like, actually, you don't need to get filler. There are people that will do Botox for your lips and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, I looked more into this Chinese face reading. And so the lines on your face could be reflective of things happened in your life. And this was the part that had me thinking really deeply.
Yeah.
When my grandma died, she literally is laying on her deathbed, like wanting to make sure she looked okay. Like, cause, you know, these apples don't fall far from the tree, you know, right? So she's on her deathbed and, my mom and I were just really noticing how perfectly beautiful and angelic her skin had become. And it was like there's a change when people die. If you've ever had the beautiful experience of being with someone through that process, it's just beautiful. And
yeah, you talked a little bit about it when we were interviewing Fish in episode 38.
Okay. Yeah. We could, like, literally, the wrinkles on my 95-year-old grandma's face disappeared.
Interesting.
Like, they were smoothed out. And to me, that was, like, her form body, like, letting go of all the whatever the Chinese face reading would say, right? Just letting go all of that before her transition. Like, and I just thought that was like such a beautiful thing, right?
Yeah.
And now, and then I'm like, great. And now I got Botox and I'm not going to be able to see that happen to mine. Mine's going to be frozen. But anyways, I don't know. It just had me thinking really deep about what those lines mean and why they might come and why they go. And
there's like a story.
Huh? I don't know.
I think it is called The Story from
I don't know,
Brandi Carlile.
Really?
Yeah. How the lines on your face, they're a story for
So
how you've lived, right?
Yeah.
What you've been through.
So I don't know. It was just like another, like the Botox man has had my wheels spinning about so many things. But
so I hear, though, like you like the way it turned out.
I love it.
And you also have all these like yes. thoughts about it. Are you yeah. doing it again?
Oh, I don't like
you okay. don't know yet.
So I even got to the point where within the last week I have had like a panic. I had a panic attack one of the days because I got so in my head about how I was responding to the Botox. And then I'm like, oh my God, am I like, is something going to happen? And now I just got Botox and I'm going to die and leave Jude because I mean, my wheels just will go and go. Right. So I found myself laying
sounds
in
like
my,
you needed to,
I needed some, lorazepam.
Or okay? if we go back to 36, some weed, no, not 36, oh. 37, some weed,
something
of my anxiety medication, right. whatever.
Well, my dad had lorazepam, so I'm not going to lie. I took half of one and I felt much better after that. However, the thoughts were still, you know, at that very moment, I was like, I am never doing this again. But now I feel better. So okay. I'm like, yeah, I probably would do it again. I don't yeah, know sure what's going to happen for sure when this fades away. But yeah, okay. I don't know. Are you ever going to get Botox?
No. I actually, yeah. that's never been a thought.
Yeah.
Like that never has crossed my mind.
I mean, my thought was always like, I'm never getting Botox. Yeah. And then here I am.
Right. But that like never crossed my mind. Like even the word Botox.
Yeah.
Never did. Liposuction? I don't know yet.
Okay.
But you've heard of like the popularity of Ozempic.
Yes.
Yeah. And how.
Wait, is that the diabetes? Yeah. Medication
that people are like using for weight loss.
Yeah, yeah, I actually know someone that's having incredible results, and that medicine actually is like can extend your life in a lot of ways. I've heard that there are some actually really good.
I don't know like a lot about it. I do know yeah. that somebody who is having
actually I know a few
amazing
people.
Results, yeah. right? But I think that. There's not a long term, like they don't know long term right. what could happen or yeah. if like you go off of it ever, like it's like you have to maintain mm-hmm. it. You have to be on like on a maintaining dose.
I think so.
But yeah, all so about self-image and how but, do we and for and me, it was
about
absolutely
self-image for your own.
Yes.
But like at some level, why do you think big thighs are bad? Because we were programmed to believe that. What if we were yeah. programmed to believe that fat people were beautiful? Then we would have believed that, but we weren't. We were programmed yes. to believe green is green.
Yes.
What if we were taught green was blue?
Yes.
Then it's just because our culture and...
Can somebody retrain my brain so that I can think my saddlebags are beautiful? Because I really don't like them.
It's just a wild... And I mean, growing up when we did... Have you watched 90s commercials before?
Oh.
Go on YouTube, people, and watch a Gillette commercial or watch, what was it, Singled Out? I don't know.
Why. Okay.
I don't know why I was watching Singled Out on MTV on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
And then there were commercials, and I was like, these commercials would never be allowed wow. nowadays. Yeah. Like right. we were programmed. All of us are being programmed right now. If you chose our podcast, you're being programmed sure. by our beliefs. Like whatever yeah. you choose to feed your brain, right?
Oh.
Is how you're gonna be. I like the word programmed, apparently. But it's just, I don't know. I've had a lot of deep thoughts about it. And going back to the kid stuff.
Yeah.
Like how do I, like I want Jude to know and all the kids that I love to know that aging is a beautiful gift. We get to do this. Not everyone gets right. that experience.
Right.
And that forming wrinkles is just a healthy part of aging. How the hell am I doing that if I'm getting rid of them? Like they're the little girls in my life do not know that I got Botox and I do not want them to. But I also want to be honest.
I know. I get like it. Like both. I would never want Brielle to know if I were to get liposuction. But But I wouldn't hide it from her either, because I do know how that feels when somebody changes their body around you and they lie to you about it and they try to keep it a secret. But I wonder if the person that I'm talking about did this because they didn't want me to think that my body image was bad because they were changing theirs a certain way. Mm-hmm. It's like coming full circle to me, people. But
yeah,
it's
I just feel like the older I've gotten, like the more answers that I have, but also the more questions that I have, like just about life. Like, I really don't know what I'm doing. Taking it one day at a time. Yeah. And, you know, our decisions might change.
And that I think like that is okay. And we need to be okay with that as a society, right? Like we can't hold people to, well, Jess, you said you were never going to do that. How dare you change your mind now?
It has been so interesting having conversations with some of my friends though, over the past week, because, you know, a lot of people have called me out.
And you,
I'm okay with it.
It's okay that you change your mind. I imagine other people have changed their minds about things too.
Totally.
Whether it's as big or little as Botox, but we change our minds. That's what humans do.
Right. Hopefully, right? We're evolving and growing and learning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Always being reflective teachers.
We really wanted this episode to be about honesty, right? Like being honest about things. And you getting Botox was mentioned in an episode, and I think because we want to be raw and real, we wanted to use this platform, or at least I did, to help help just explain like
why be a clean eater and also get Botox at the same time. I have no effing idea.
But it's not about anybody else.
No.
Yes, I think that was the message I wanted to get. You got to do you and not worry about what other people are thinking.
I will say I
So if I ever get liposuction, none of y'all gonna know about. Yes.
You're not an oversharer like I am like everything.
No, and I think it's not even that. I think people would judge me, so I'm just not going to.
You don't want to deal with that.
No,
I know people are judging me, and you know what? Bring it.
I know you're so much better about that. Like, I'm still trying to practice that mindset of like haters are going to hate, and I'm just going to live my life the way I want to.
Yes. You know what though? But if that works for you and this works for me, then that's the way.
I don't know
we
if it's working
it.
For me.
Oh, okay.
It gives me anxiety.
All right. Well,
that anxiety in Shannon's brain.
Our quote for today goes: "Feeling beautiful has nothing to do with what you look like." Emma Watson.
Thank you for listening and being a part of our community. Please follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
If you'd like to connect, we can be reached at podcastfromtheretohere@gmail.com.
We hope you continue on this journey with us.